Thank you now for another day, another time to stand before your people to preach your eternal word. Thank you for what our ears have already heard and our heart have already received. Continue to bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to know Jesus as your personal Savior. Thank God for our choir again, and thank God for them. All those beautiful voices, and thinking about their little baby just got through singing. I want to encourage her, all little children, and young people, always remember this. God give you that voice. He give you that voice to praise Him with it. But don't sell yourself. Regardless of how much of money they offer you, the same rock and roll or a rolling rock or whatever, you can't lose. You can't never lose using that gift of God. That means so many start off like that and then end up because money. Money can do some things, but money doesn't do all things. God got the best stuff. Can I say stuff? He got the best stuff out the reach of money. Yeah. Money can buy a woman, but it can't buy no wife. Yeah. Buy a man, but it don't buy no husband. Money. Thank God for money. But don't let the devil jive you. And use that glory of your voice for the rock and roll. Yeah, when you get through rocking, you're going to need Jesus. When you get through rolling, you're going to need Jesus. That's right, I mean that. Don't sell your voice out. Use it for the Lord. Because how much money they offer you? Money going to run out. But Jesus never run out. Hallelujah. We're still in our series. Still in it. God that need nothing. Doesn't need nothing. Always remember. You don't remember nothing else about this message. You'll need God before He'll need you. Always remember that. You will need God before God will need you. You'll be seeking God before He starts seeking you. God doesn't need nothing. I mean nothing. Nothing. Whatever you got, that's come from God. You ain't got nothing, nothing that He can't have because He already hears. It's number 61. Number 61. He need nothing. And my brothers and sisters, I'm going to read a scripture or two, and then we're going to get right back in where we stopped off just about on last Sunday. Ephesians 1, 3 through the 5th verse. Beginning at that 3rd verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him. Everybody said chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Well, that's something right there. That can preach right there. We don't have to be scratching our head wondering where I'm going when I die. He have already chosen the chosen one who's going to be saved. That's all to blow your mind. God already have the one in His hand saved before they were birthed in the world. Chosen. Ain't that something to think about? Before He birthed you in the world, He know you're going to be saved. He know who's going to be lost. He already have chosen those. And He got them in His hand right now. That blew out of mind. God Almighty. Can't lose with God. Chosen us before the bound. And we should be holy and without blame, He said. The fifth verse said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Have already predestinated us. Already done picked me out. And that's up. So my mama was born. My grandmama. My great great grandmama. My great 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 grandmama. All right. We got going back to you. He already done picked me out. Already done picked you out. You saved. You save and safe.
Yeah, that's right.
Pick you out. Just blow out of mind.
Yeah.
God ain't nowhere wondering who's going to be saved. He already got the name on the Lamb Book of Life.
Right.
Already written.
I know.
Yeah, already written. You don't give my life to Jesus. He already know you ain't going to do it. You ain't bothering God. He already know that. That means He didn't pick you out. That's right. Already been picked out. Before I said, let there be light, I already got my check already in my hand. And that's something, y'all. Can't nobody pluck you out. They may hate you, they may call you everything but a child of God, but they can't pluck you out of Jesus' hand. Predestinated us, and we are His children. I'm a child of God. I've been picked out. Hallelujah. We probably won't get to that today, but now turn to 2 Timothy 3. We may get to part of it, but I'm going to talk about something else first. 2 Timothy 3, 12 and 13 verses. 2 Timothy. I have read this once since I've been in this seat read, but I'm still on the devil. You're talking about it. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ. Everybody say in Christ. Can live godly out of Christ. It's got to be where?
In Christ.
in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Not you might. We try to duck persecution too much because somebody doesn't like us. We try to just duck them. He said, you shall suffer persecution. I didn't do that. You ain't got to do nothing to nobody. You just don't. What did Jesus do to somebody but bless them? That's all he did, just bless folks. But look what he had to go through with. And if anybody come after me, they're going to have to go through some stuff. You shall suffer persecution. God Almighty, not you might. Shall. And watch this now. It's back down to us right now. But evil men and seducers, but false folks, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Becoming. Wax is going to become worse in the last days. And it's here right now. Being deceived. You'll be surprised how many folks in the last days are being deceived. Listen. It's just about time for Jesus to come back the second time. And folks still being so deceived. New technology don't mess half of us up.
You're right.
Computer can do some things, but not all things. You got it fixed now. You can pick out your husband and your wife on your computer. You're almost trying to make it fair before God got here.
All right.
They can't go no more. They can't go back there, see. They want to fix it where they can find God without going through the Bible.
Right.
It ain't got that tough yet. And guess what? I hate to disappoint some of you. It ain't going to get that tough. See, you want to find a way. The devil wants to find a way that I can slip and hit. There ain't but one door. And Jesus at that door. And everybody that enter in got to go through Jesus. Thank God for computer, but computer can't help you right there. Can't help you right there. You got to be him. Got to be him. And the devil got the world in a mess. I say he got it in a mess. And you see it in a mess. It's so messed up until even ringing folks see you so much, but I ain't gonna call no name.
No angel.
These crazy folks who running for president had crazy. Just the craziest of old folks said, just the craziest of basketball. And you can see our time coming to an end. Lord Almighty, I've been telling you, you haven't seen nothing yet. Oh, I ain't trying to scare nobody. Just trying to tell you what. Let me tell you what. See something about me. I'm just a crazy enough, if God had told me so. I'm just a crazy enough to tell y'all.
That's right.
Just a crazy enough to tell you. He already knows the future. God not stretching his head to know what's going to happen tomorrow. He got tomorrow in his hand. Already know tomorrow. You just got to believe what the Bible says. In the last days, and folks, tricking folks all kind of way. Deceiving folks all kind of way. It's the devil. He on the loose. He know his time is not long. He know his time is not long. Satan, I found out something, Joe. I found out Satan, the devil, is real. And he is very religious. Very, very religious. He always try to cop off of God. He always try to be like God, because he wants to be God. That's why he messed up trying to be God. And God kicked him out of heaven. And took his position from him. And God just let him go loose. And he is a loose right now. But he's going to be captured again. And he got folks messed up. That means we got a truth and a false. That means we got a deceiver in the world standing beside Jesus Christ. He wants to be like God, because he can't be like God. He's going to fool folks that he is God. God called him the lie. L-I-E, he is the lie. That's where lies start from.
That's right.
Created from him. And he is a master of deception.
All right.
You're talking about can fool you. He can act like, look like. Oh, I'm going to mess somebody up now. You know. He can, when y'all young women and young sisters looking for a husband, he can act like he's holy. Mess you up and turn that thing around, you'll be diversion.
That's right.
It works both ways.
That's right.
He can act like a wife. That's what he does. He act like he love the law, but he can't stand God.
That's right.
He can't stand God. He ain't nothing but sin, and God hates what sin. And he a deceiver. He wants to fool folk, and he's fooling a lot of folk by the billions. And I found out, Jesse, he religious.
Well,
he religious. He lives religious. He very religious. And when you look at religion, it's a belief. Something we believe in and reverent for God or some supernatural power. Listen to this now. Because you get crossed up, you know, the devil had to crossed up on you. Satan have some power. He have some supernatural power. He got that now. But watch this now. You have to. But God got all of it.
There you go.
See, God got every bit of it. And ain't no more nowhere. He got all of it. He got all of it in his hand. He allowed the devil to do what he's doing. The devil can't go no more than what God wants him to do. No further. No further. He can't take over nothing except God don't give him the permission. He got all power in his hand. God Almighty. If I got this in my hand, I got that control this. Ain't that right, y'all? Right. I got all of it.
Amen.
The Bible says he got all power in his hand.
All right.
Ain't no outside.
No, outside.
I got all of it. I can do what I want. Can't nobody hold my hand. You get nothing out. They didn't put nothing in, and they can't take nothing out. That's where you've got to see God. But God allowed the devil to deceive people. And he's doing a good job. But I found out he's very, very religious. Lord Almighty. He's always looking for worshipers. Somebody to worship him. He have some power. And my brothers and sisters, know the purpose of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. He came for us, you and I. God done that. He came here for us. He came here to get us. Like a priest this morning, that's what he come in the world to do, to die. Somebody had to pay a debt, and Lord's Son paid that debt. He come for us, because we got lost out here in this earth. And he come looking for us. Watch this now. The devil's biggest business is religion. And my brother and sister, God created man to worship him only. But God leave man with the choice.
Well,
one thing about God, he doesn't make nobody worship him. He does not force nobody to worship him. You worship God because you want to worship him. You worship the devil because you want to worship the devil. But God gave us a way out where we don't have to worship the devil. Worship me. But he left you with a what? Choice.
Yeah, right.
In other words, if you don't like, this Jesus talking, can I say that?
Uh-huh.
If you don't like the way I look, find somebody else.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I bet you ain't gonna come up with nobody like me. Listen at Jesus. I put up with you. I'm merciful. I ought to stomp you, but I don't stomp you. Because I'm merciful. The devil don't know what mercy is. He'll use you, tell you, use you up, and then throw you in the garbage can. Lord of mine, he left a man a choice. See, you won't go to heaven because I started not to come. You go to heaven because you want to go to heaven.
Right.
Because Jesus had mercy on you. But he don't make nobody go to heaven. You got a choice. If you don't care nothing about Jesus, and you want somebody else to follow. And that's the devil.
All right.
He religious. He loves souls too.
Yeah.
To kill them.
That's right.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Love souls to kill them. Y'all go sleep on me.
Go ahead,
Pastor. Love souls to kill them. Isn't that something sad?
Yeah.
Whoever had a, well, just cut the folk. Well, you got rats now, but I know some folks still got rats. When it was mice, and, but they don't have cats. Somebody got cats. Watch this. Have you ever saw this? I done seen it many times when I was a boy. How a cat will catch a rat. Who ever saw that? Raise your hand. I don't see them how they play with them. I'm looking right at them, play with them. That cat catching. Every folk know, when you come up, you play, we box, you know, and some of them fell fast. He called them cat. Well, he said, Jimmy, boy, fast for cat. Cat, just like that, you know, catch you. And that rat go by. Got it. And he don't eat him up back then.
That's right,
sir. I don't saw it. I looked, I saw him. He gonna eat him up later on now, but he can play, a while. That's how they'll play with folks' souls. See, and he let the rat loose, then he go about a feet almost, get him back, boy.
Yeah.
And he gonna eat him up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what the devil do, folks.
Yes, sir.
Play with you. He'll use you up.
Yes, sir.
Get you in things out there and can't get out. And after a while, Lord had to come get yourself.
Right.
And brother, but that rat, that cat, know he's going to eat him up.
That's right.
That's what the devil does. If God don't get you out of his hand, the devil's going to destroy you.
Right.
He'll let you do some things you think you're getting away with. Oh, that's the devil playing with your soul. Evil lets you get some money the wrong way. That's the devil playing with your soul.
Help us, Jesus.
Evil lets you start a study and go and get a lot of money. He's playing with your soul.
My mind.
He's playing with your soul.
soul. Just like the cat playing with a rat. I'm going to eat him up after a while.
And after a while, I don't saw it happen. Cat kill him and eat him. Come on, come on, time up. That's where the devil play with your soul. He gonna eat you up. But God love you. You got a choice. God love you. And sometimes you look like, seem like on God's side, seem like you're pitiful. No, you know, don't look sad and sick. You see, it's real joy in Jesus Christ. I said real joy. You see, temporary joy, no pain joy, the devil let you have that while, can he use you up? But God give you pure, real joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God Almighty. But when I don't have no strength, joy kick in. When joy kick in, I'm going still saying hallelujah, glory to God, because I got some real joy. Everlasting what? Joy. The devil will give you a little temporary play, worldly joy. That joy ain't going to last. That joy will kill you on down the road. Feel like it's sitting there, young little baby, how she's singing there. Don't let the devil steal your voice. Devil come offer you so much money for your voice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Money.
Yes.
Money. Money. God got something that money can't never buy. Always remember this. When you stick with God, money ain't going to look like a garbage can in heaven.
Right.
Oh, you might well be with me now. You know, now. I said, money gonna look like a garbage can with nothing but mess in it compared to what God got for you. Oh, how much?
All right.
Hey, Reverend, why are you go that far with it? Because we're gonna be living in a money house. It's made out of pure gold. Pure gold. This stuff y'all paying for all that gold, that shabby stuff. Yeah. That real gold. There's some real gold in heaven. The house of gold.
Yes.
God Almighty. So the devil, he play with folks' soul. He a deceiver. Don't you forget what I'm saying. He a deceiver. He know he going to hell, to the lake of fire, when God come back. He trying to get all his souls that he can. Because he religious. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah don't know God. Everybody says glory to God doesn't know God. No, ain't nothing for the devil to say. But when you see you're living right for Jesus and trying to stand up for Jesus, not ashamed of Jesus. See, you don't have to put on this thing. But the devil put a big front out there. But you ain't got to put on no front. Just be yourself. And be real. That's when God dealing with you. That's His holy name. So, my brothers and sisters, the devil is in big business when it comes down to religion. Watch this now. Satan also wants worshipers. And he have worshipers. So there is a religion war going on the earth right now. Day and night between good and evil, truth and false, God and the devil. It's going on right now. It's going on right now. The Bible says, everybody said, Lord, Lord, don't know him. A lot of phony folks said, Jesus, well. A lot of folks say, hallelujah, don't know God. Ain't a way to get next to you now. Watch this now. Watch this. Stand up, little man. Stand up, little man. You stand up here. And both of these fellas. Now, one's going to be the devil and one's going to be Jesus. One's going to be the devil. Well, you going to be devil or Jesus? You're going to be Jesus. See, you can, see, they can, you can, this the real Jesus. This the false Jesus. He the devil. He gonna act like he love you. He gonna act like he love God. You say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You say
glory to God.
Did I see that? But he's a devil. He's trying to what? Fool somebody. He won't get next to somebody out there. That's how he acts. He know how to put up. If you religious, and that's what you're, he better religious. So well, he can be one of the biggest devil, but he real now. But he wants to be religious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but religious.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, you religious, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now go ahead and talk to him. He's going to act religious too, but he's a devil. You my point now? Yeah, he said, shout, say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, say it loud. Don't be scared. Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There you go now.
Yes, sir.
See,
yes, sir.
See how they acting?
Yes, sir.
He putting on.
Yeah.
That's how the devil does. He put on.
Yeah.
But watch this now. Don't miss the point. He trying to get next to him.
Yeah.
That young man, he know you go to church. He know you've been born again. But you meet him. God Almighty.
Go ahead,
Pastor. What was that?
You preaching?
When you meet him. Yeah, you look like a fox. Yeah, he know it. Now, he know you're religious. He know you've been born again. He know you go to church. But he ain't going to no church nowhere. The devil said, go talk to her. Y'all better get my point. They sound funny, but when you get my point,
yeah.
He know you.
Yeah.
I spotted her last Sunday. And I know she's religion. And the devil said, go talk with her. He got to obey his master. He go and say, you know, she says, how you doing? Well, he gonna go, how you doing? Go to God. You see, he gonna bring up God's name. He already know she know the law. But he's trying to get next to her.
Right.
That's how he get next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't even know the Lord. He's going to act like that till he get a date with her.
Yes, sir.
That's how the thing works. He act like a God. Because he know you religion. He got to act religion to get to you.
Yes,
he ain't come to you, you old devil. He ain't coming left. He come to you. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
You bring the church with you about two or three Sundays. He ain't about the bad girl. He a deceiver.
Yes, sir.
Young folks, you can divest that thing. We got some women the same way. He know you're religious.
Yes, sir.
He act like a woman, act like a man. He act like any of them. But he is a what? Deceiver.
Yes,
that's in the Bible says, you shall know them by their fruit they bear. You ought to question them before you get married. Yeah, y'all the question.
Yeah, that's right, sir.
Do you know the Lord? Well, what church you go to? You go watch out. You ain't got to be. You all know what church you go to. Don't be ignorant when the devil talking to you. He asked you for something. He's trying to destroy you. The devil says, sick her. This thing ain't nothing to play with. See, the devil is real.
Yeah.
We take the devil lightly. He is the deceiver.
Yeah.
He will act like you to get next to you.
Thank you.
And he fooled a lot of real church folks. That now got a messed up. You always offer yourself. You got to always watch that. If he try to offer Jesus something, you know good well he's going to try to offer you us something. Jesus already got the world. He already got the world in his hand. And hell, the devil, I'll give you all of that. All of what? That's mine already, bro. You got to watch the devil. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, baby. They get mad. Time to flip if you want. Folks need to know this stuff.
And my job as a pastor to take the cover off him. Well, you can see it. You can act like he holy, act like he righteous. Stay around him a while. Don't be saying yes so fast and no so fast. And watch that scowl for a while. It can be a woman too now. Watch that sister for a while.
You fellas that worked on the corners, you've been out on the street. I know some of you fellas been on the street winning souls. I've been in anything so long, Jesse, and I'm boasting about it. Just about, you can watch folks. I ain't even judging, but you can sometimes watch folks when they're putting on.
You're right.
God Almighty. Watch them, man. Sometimes you just meet somebody.
Yeah.
And sometimes if they get to getting to you just met them. You know, come on, think how did you can't be sure. Like something. Come. Don't get so happy with it. You know. I mean it. You be a man the same way.
Yeah.
You know, glory, hallelujah. Oh, watch, don't jump so fast. How you think he gonna get you? He's setting you up. I saw a lot of folks, I've been passing for a good while, come in and holler, glory to God, hallelujah. And then that's why they gone right back out. This thing is real. We take it lightly. The devil is religious. He has your soul. And God told us he had our soul. And we take it lightly. And my job as a pastor is to warn you. That's his holy name. He religious. So my brothers and sisters, Satan wants our children to come up confused and ignorant of the real true religion. Christ and him crucified. Christ and him crucified, and the resurrection is the finisher or the finishing work of salvation. Christ and him crucified. It's the finishing work. See, if he had stayed in the grave, it wasn't finished. It was finished when he got up. And when he got up, that means I'm going to get up. When he come back, my body going to get up out of the grave. If he got his body, I'm going to get me one.
Yes, sir.
He's coming back after our soul.
Yes, sir.
And when he get our soul, he got it. I've been born again. Now I'm dead. My body is in the ground, but my soul is in heaven.
Yes, sir.
But one day he's coming back at my body.
Yes, sir.
To give me a glorified body like he had a glorified body when he got up out the grave.
Yes, sir. All right.
Had a brand new body. One not made with hand, but eternal in the heaven.
Yes,
a new body. So he'll jive you. He'll deceive you. He in the religious business just like God. He wants your soul. And don't take it lightly. He wants your soul. And my brothers and sisters, the devil paid people to tell lies about Christ's resurrection. I wasn't going to leave that off to me, but God told me to put it down there. And that's what happened, see. See, the devil paid folks, false preachers, false deacons, false church members, to tell folks that God didn't really get up out the grave. Ain't that something?
Yes,
pay folks.
Yeah.
God Almighty. It's already been done. Paul, look at Matthew 28, 10 through the 20th verse. Y'all watch this now.
Then said Jesus unto them,
yeah,
be not afraid.
Yeah.
Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the wives came into the city and showed unto the priests, chief priests, all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders,
now watch this now,
they had taken counsel that they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept.
Hold right there. Hold right there. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
That was a big lie, wasn't it?
That's right.
They got money for telling a lie. The priest said, just stick with what you said, and we'll pay y'all off if you spread the news. That his disciples came by night and stole his body away. The same way, that's the same trick the devil used right now.
Amen.
He pays folks to tell lies just to get your soul.
Amen.
Money, God Almighty, turn folks around. Money change folks' minds. But thank God for Jesus, he got the best stuff that money can't buy. Oh, boy. You can't buy true love.
No, sir.
But they was paid to tell a lie.
That
his disciples came by night and stole his body away. So that lie still goes on right now. The devil come to you any kind of way to tell a lie, to get your mind off the Lord. You got to watch the devil. He ain't nothing to play with. We play with the devil. Thank you, son, to play with. He's nothing to play with. You better have some Jesus on your side to fight the devil. You can't do it by yourself. You got to have the Word of God. He cannot have the Word of God. Lord, and that lie. I thought not to put that in there today, but God wouldn't put it in there today. Yeah, I mean it, y'all. And I already am preaching my getting up some. He got up early this morning, you know. But he want me to bring this, you know, to the Easter folks. And then tell the story.
Well,
yeah. Pay them to tell lies. The devil pay folks to tell lies. God Almighty. They stole his body away. Hallelujah. You got any more voices there, Paul?
Yes, sir.
We don't, Paul.
And if this comes to the governor's ears,
watch this,
we will persuade him and secure you.
Ain't there some big shot folks? Yeah, big shot. He must be big shot. You big time Pharisees and things, you know. See, we in the government, we good chums together. And they say anything, we'll handle that.
Yes,
they just like folk in the big office. I ain't talking about our folk, but folk need big office, you know. And you get in trouble, tell them, see me. That's all he said, see me. See me. Whether lie or whatever, see me. Just like this, you know. If these Pharisees said, if they come tell anything about you, tell them come see us, the Pharisees said. Yeah. But don't let the devil trick you. He out there to trick folks, to kill folks, to come and destroy. Jesus said he come to steal, kill, and destroy. We don't fall.
So they took the money.
Listen at this.
And did as they were told.
God Almighty.
And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
It's going on right now. Ain't that some strange? Over 2,000 years ago, just about,
Amen.
That lie still going on right now. Right now! Especially the Jews, it's going on right now! Still taking the soldiers to tell a lie that his disciples came by night and stole his body away. What in the world are they going to do with a dead body? If Jesus dead, what are they going to do with him? Well, where is it? Where they put him? They got him, didn't they, Jester? Well, what did they do with him? Oh, you don't know either, huh? Okay. Joe. I thought he looked up in that Greek and Hebrews. I thought you better found so. He ain't gonna never find that. He can't find anybody. Because they're not there. Oh, the mind. The devil still telling lies. He's going all that night telling lies.
Amen.
Sometimes he picked up books and said, somebody said, goodbye. All that kind of mess. You better watch the lies. They lie. Boy, I let him jump up in. I let him get a habit. I have all myself. You know, but I know. Well, let me get a habit on that, boy. I don't know what the devil said. All that time. But I don't care for you, see. I wasn't there when he got up. But God knows he got up. I'm not boasting. I don't talk with him. I have talked with him. I'm not boasting. He have talked back to me. He's not in the grave. He is alive.
He's alive.
You can keep him in the grave all you want, but one that I said got up with all power. Not some power, but all power in his hand. He got all of it.
Oh.
Y'all felt to sit down, you know. Ain't got but 11 more minutes, no, I'm with you. Got all of it. Don't let the devil mess you up. He got all of it.
Oh.
He's not there. Go look for him. Go in the grave. Go look all you want. He's not there. I've been over there in Jerusalem and I peeped in there. I didn't see him. He's not there. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
He's not there. You got any more, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read on, Paul.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
Yeah.
And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Still what? Always gonna have for what? Doubt. Somebody in your retina is what? Doubt. Always. The devil, when he gets you like that, he just about got you.
All right.
All he wants you to do, just what? Doubt. Doubt can't please God. You believe or you don't believe. You can't half believe, a third of believing. You got to believe without a shadow of doubt that God lives. There always going to be some doubters until Jesus come back. I can't hardly, watch this. I can't hardly believe. Have you talked to some sinner? He said, I can't hardly believe that. Have you talked about that again? The devil still got them. That's right. They can't believe. The devil got them like that. With an unbelieving heart. That is not salvation. Salvation, you've got to believe Jesus lives. You've got to believe that he changed your heart. So you can't go around half believing. Oh, you believe or you don't believe. God Almighty. With doubts. With doubt. Always going to have some doubts. That means the devil get folk with the doubt. You just got sometimes get them to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You say, well, I just can't see it. It ain't for you to see. It's believe. It's something you got to believe. And if you believe it, God will save you. But always from doubts. We don't fall.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
All of mine. Right now, all of his. Always been his. Never been without his power. Always been God. This is what the church got to stand on. The power of God. With no doubt that he in control of everything. The devil don't have nothing that he owns. The devil doesn't own nothing but sin. God can't stand sin. He come to die for our what? Sin that the devil put on us. I come to lift it off of you by believing on me, Jesus saying. Hallelujah. We don't fall.
Go ye therefore.
Now, tell them to do something.
And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world.
You know,
amen.
You know, that been, man, you'll go check. You hear that all the time, don't you? You've heard that many times. But did you not know we don't do that, though? Huh? We don't hardly too much believe it. Huh? Told us to go and what? Teaching them to observe, look into all things. I don't care how narrow it looks. Look into all things. That's what it's saying. And I have commanded you. And what? Lord. God Almighty. Lord. I'm with you. Not over you, but under you. I'm with, I'm low, I'm down with you. You may mean some of, I'm with you. Low, I'm with you. Always. Even to the end of the world. We just got to believe that. And then he stamped it with every man. Bam!
Yes, sir.
Got all power. The devil is only loose. He's religious. And we got to understand that. The preacher got to preach it. To let folks know the devil's still living. He's not dead. The real church of Christ needs to know and live that life for Christ. And my brothers and sisters, tell your children the truth. You finna close now. About Easter. Their souls are too important to play with. Think about it. We take it something lightly. Think about your child going to hell and you going to heaven. Think about it. You don't play with your child. If you say you love your child, you better give him some Jesus. If he never gets saved, you in heaven, but your child in hell. He's nothing to play with. You don't love your children just that hard. My wife and I, when my children was born, we didn't say, are you going to church? No. They get up on Sunday morning ready to go to church because they know their wife and daddy is going. So they're coming behind us.
Yes,
we don't leave them at home. That's not one of my sisters back there. Talking about my daughter. She know it. They didn't come around and say, hey, we're going to church today. Uh-uh. You get ready to go to church. My wife already fit the free patch. Ain't that right, man? Two in the back and one on the side. They get ready to go to church.
Yes, sir.
They get ready to go to church. Bring your child to church. You go, I know you did. Get this child out of that bed. Get him out. Get that girl out of that bed. Y'all let them run your house. Shame on you.
Yes,
you don't let no child run your house.
Yes,
if you let your child run your house, you can't have nothing at this church then.
Right,
if you can't do nothing with no child, how in the world you gonna tell somebody here what to do? You can have your own child. Make him go to church. If you got to drag that down, make him go to church.
Yes, sir.
See, you ain't got it deep enough. You don't have deep enough. Watch this. Watch it for a while. Watch it now. Watch it. Watch it. You in heaven and your child in hell forever. Think about it now. You in heaven now. Your child in hell forever. Think about it now. And you can let him have his way. Care what the police say. You want to kill him. You want to spank it, but he wants to kill it. If it's ever gone on in my day, when they had this, I can't whip my own child. If that were going on in my day, you know what I would have said? I said, come here, Ralph. You know, that's you back there. You know, I said, now, you want to go with them or you want to stay with me? I want to go with them. Hit the road, Jack. Go on. They're going to put me in jail if I whip them. Go on with them. They're going to bring you back. They really don't want you. Go to church. You go to church with your child in the bed. Don't feel like going. I don't want to go. I don't like the way the preacher preaching. What you know about preaching? You got to make him go. Your child in hell and you in heaven. Think about it. Forever. Watch this now. Watch this. My time about up and away. Watch this. Now watch this. It ain't going to be up there thinking about my child. We ain't going to even miss folks who don't even come to heaven. We ain't going to miss them. Watch this now. If that is true, we're going to miss somebody. We won't have no pure joy up there. If that were true, I'll be in heaven worried about my children. I can't help everybody that shout, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm still worried about my children. You can't be happy. God don't wipe that away from us.
Amen.
It's going to be wiped away from us. We'll be well again. We're going to pray in them but pure joy. Nothing but peace. Nothing but hearty, hearty. If you're up there worried about your mama, your daddy, your children, your husband, you ain't got no peace. You'll be sick all throughout eternity. He's going to wipe that away from us. And nothing but peace and joy. No more worrying about nothing. I got everything that God promised me. I ain't got to be worrying about nothing.
Mama.
Oh, boy. The real church of Christ know he lives. We know that. He lives. So, my brother and sister, tell your children the truth about Easter. Their souls are too important to play with. Let them realize hiding the eggs, dressing up, and looking good is fine. But it have nothing, and I mean nothing, to do with Jesus' resurrection. The devil is the deceiver. His crowd, this crowd in Jesus' day, they saw when Jesus died. They saw him be put in the grave. And that's all the devil wants you to see and know. They saw that. He don't want you to know nothing else but these two things, die and put in the grave. They saw all the nailing to the cross. They saw that. But the cross wasn't the end. He died on the cross. But watch this now. What the devil don't want you to know, he got up.
All right.
He got up. We know he got up. The church of Christ know he lived because he lived in us. Some way or another, our spirit bear witness with the Holy Spirit that Jesus lived. And the reason we know he lived because you can talk to him.
All right.
Hallelujah. Have you ever talked to the Lord? Don't fool me now. Don't y'all fool me. Have you talked to the Lord? Don't you fool me. Have you talked to the Lord? Sometimes God answers your prayer and makes you scared sometimes. He answers so fast you jump sometimes. He lives. He don't want you to know he lives. The devil don't want you to know he lives. All he wants you to know, he died.
and put in the grave.
Yes.
But the old preacher said, but early.
Yes.
We don't know what time it was. Some of them don't know what time it was, but early.
Uh-huh.
Early. Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
He got up with all power in his hand.
Yes.
Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
White power. Black power. All kind of power is in his hand.
Yes. You're right, Pastor.
And he's coming back again.
Uh-huh.
After his church. God wants me to put that in the message today.
Yes, sir.
I know I preached that this morning on some things, but I had to get this late crowd to let them know that he lives. He is alive. And he's alive forevermore. And he's coming back again. You can see the signs of his coming. I'm going to say this, I'm going to let you go. All I must. Let's go.
Go ahead.
I'm not pleased. Look at the name, sir. He's not boasting. I'm just telling you what God told me. God knows. See, don't think you be boasting. I ain't got. I'm afraid to boast. God knows I am. Well, I believe God tell me, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
If I got the room. Y'all haven't seen nothing yet. I promise you. I know what he told me. God knows he told me. I'm going to say this and let you go. Them Twin Towers in New York. You know what God told me about them Twin Towers? It was a message to the churches in America. God knows he did. It's a message to the, not the world, to who? The church. The church leaving God. That means it's happening. You haven't seen nothing yet. They're going to keep on what? Happening. American haven't seen nothing. He said American. He didn't say nobody. He said American. Now you watch. And I told y'all about 2 months before it happened. I'm not boasting again. I said they're going to start shooting up churches after a while. And there it go. It happened. You haven't seen nothing yet. You better get close to God.
Yes. Yes.
You better get yourself some Jesus. He is our only way out of this thing.
Yes,
don't you see how bad the world is getting? It ain't about to get. I promise you it ain't going to get no better. He said the church. He told me the church. The church is more chicken. The church will want shame and chicken of Christ. Put Christ in a suitcase and lock him up.
Mama.
Here come our hallelujah and scared of shame. That's what's wrong with the church. We get in the service and say, glory to God, get out there. We know Jesus. What, who Jesus is? And like we don't know Jesus. That's the church problem. He said the church is a message to the churches in America. God knows he told me. Church got the problem. We ain't telling the world he lives. We living like the world instead of telling the world he lives and stand up for Jesus. The world can come out with everything. We get back and laugh, but we get shame of Jesus. We get quiet on it now. Just the problem with the church. That's the problem with the church today. It ain't gonna get no better. And I told you all this. Now watch this. Let me go. You see that name Jesus up there? That's gonna be our next target. They ain't gonna want it in public. Watch. They ain't got but one more thing to mess with. The name. Boy, the name. It's the name. It's the name. See, it's the name. The name will trouble the devil. It's the name. You see that name right there? That's heaven address. That's the only address you can get you in heaven is that name.
pretend you're a Christian and getting Jesus to put him in your back pocket. Then time hell break a loose. Oh, Lord, you know my heart. Yeah, I still know it, Jesus. Don't be ashamed of your Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't be afraid of what they say about you.
Go ahead, Pastor.
It won't mean no harm. I love you. And watch this, watch this. We can put on everybody's jersey. Put the name on it, the cowboys, the chickens, the ducks, and but you get shame when you put some on set cheese. Shame! The church got the problem. Not the world. The world doing just what the devil wants to do. But the church one got the problem.
Amen.
And the Bible talk about these last days. You haven't seen nothing yet. Let us stand. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Boy, he God, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. He God by himself. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I know you're warming out, but folks, if you got to go, you just got to go. But somebody may want to give their life to Christ. Sometimes we think we got to beg folks, and since we do, because we love the soul. Listen to me good. Please listen to me good. If anybody in here don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, and you say you can't believe, let me tell you who got you like that, the devil. You think it's you. It's the devil. It's the devil got you like that. In unbelief in your heart. Long as he keeps you like that, he got you. He got you. The first thing he'll say, all them folks there, you shame me go down in that front. But look how he hung on the cross. That the whole world can see you. For your sin. For your sin. He didn't do nothing wrong. But out there for you. And Jesus said, you shame on me before me in this ungodly world. I'll be shaming you before my Father in heaven. If you lost, when I say lost, you have to confess Jesus as your Savior. You better do it on this side. The other side will be too late. God knows you will. Ain't no another chance. This is the last chance we got. Let him that night, the last chance. He told us, confess my name and believe in your heart. And believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Will that be one want to give your life to Christ? Have your personal Savior. We thank you. Watch us. Really, we think salvation for little babies and little children. Grown folks, some lost the churches. You need to give your life to Christ. Jesus died for the whole world. You grown folks, young folks, men, whosoever will let him come. It's only Jesus Christ. Would have been another one? Would have been another one? Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Y'all remain standing. We're going to go. You're waiting on somebody. Reach the secretary.
Pastor Walker, we have one candidate for baptism.
Bless you.
Amen. 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 Amen.